part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
I want you to stick that cock in my shit locker. I don't even feel that cock. I think I'm gonna have to stick it in my ass to feel it.
You got it, baby.
Oh, yes, my ass is much tighter. Do I really have to ask again for you to fuck my ass? I'm sure there's another guy in a van out there that would love to fuck my ass.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you want to do it.
All right. That's a dirty one. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 94, part one.
Yeah, and if anybody missed the explicit tag.
Yeah, now's your chance to look at it after you heard that. Holy shit, what a week.
How about it, John?
Oh, I just hit myself in the face.
How
with
about
the
this
bike?
Weather, though?
I know.
Outstanding. Yesterday and today.
Out fucking standing, Scott. You're absolutely right, Amundo.
Absolutely right on. Oh, before we get into anything, I have a TTN correction, John. Our listener Grant pointed this out to me in the forum. Thank you, Grant. We love the TTN corrections.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
I didn't bring any audio in, but last show, apparently I said that in 007 Casino Royale, James Bond, the first car is an Aston Martin. The second car that he drives, that he flips,
right,
is a Bentley. That is incorrect,
John. That's right.
John,
I was trying to tell you that, but
that
no.
That is incorrect. They are both Aston Martins. I guess the reason I thought it was a Bentley is because there's a car that looks just like that that I see every once in a while.
An ass.
It's a Bentley that looks just like that Aston Martin, except it's a nice sky
blue. Did you vet
blue.
It? Did you make sure he was right?
I did.
Did
I went to IMDb, and they had quotes about both cars being Aston Martins. The one in the movie, they only made like 250 of those things.
Oh.
And they couldn't get the thing to roll over. Aston Martin sent them a couple of shells with some like Yugo engines in.
So they fucked up a couple.
And they couldn't get it to roll over, so what they had to do was put explosives in. Even when they used this ramp, they couldn't get the thing to tumble.
So why didn't they use real Aston Martins? Because they're about 100 grand a piece?
Oh, but they're more than that. They've only made like 250 of those MFers this year. Yeah.
Wow.
So thank you, Grant, for the TTN correction.
No doubt. Thanks, Grant. Just for that?
Oh, I could read. I have his correction. Wait a minute.
Tetanus.
When you're talking about the James Bond cars, both of them are Aston Martins. Neither of them are Bentleys. One is an old car, another is a new car. And I also feel for Scott because I, too, was addicted to the Avril Lavigne song. Thank you, Grant. I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Oh, I don't think he wanted you to say that
part. So me and Grant into the Avril Lavigne.
Just for that, he gets the new word.
Metototomy.
Look up metototomy.
Metototomy.
All right.
Oh, shit. My drink stuck.
Moving on.
There we go. Moving on.
One other thing I need to mention. Are we going to get into the promos now? Maybe I should wait till after the promos.
I was going to tell you, you know, I've been working on my house.
Yeah.
And we got the siding up on three sides. The front isn't done yet. And I noticed that I think I did the wrong color combination.
How could you possibly do the wrong color combination? You were doing computer simulations and the whole deal.
I know, but what I think I screwed up on was instead of having the siding be lighter and the trim be darker, I did the trim lighter and the siding darker.
Oh, is the trim like a nice white? Is it white?
No, the trim is like a tan and the siding is a darker, it's called pebble stone. So it's like a darker gray tan.
I see.
And then the windows are white. So I thought to myself, you know, I thought to myself, I'm like,
is it hardy board or vinyl? Vinyl?
Vinyl. Vinyl and aluminum.
Can you paint vinyl?
Aluminum coil.
Like just the trim around the windows?
No.
No.
So I thought, you know, I'm like, man, you know, I should have had Marcia come over.
You should have.
Because she's got a great eye for that shit, you know?
She found me. Fucking
no,
A,
no.
Man.
No, well, outside of human beings. Talking about a great eye for the design.
For design.
Design, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I like the doors in your house. They're really cool. I could have got the same ones, but then I'd have to do all my doors. And
right, right.
I blew that off. That shake look.
The shake.
You got the shake look.
You mean the doors or the cabinets?
The doors.
The doors, yeah.
They're the plain shaker.
Plain.
Square.
Yeah, they can't be classified as shaker. They're a little more elaborate than that, but... there a door you're going to find in any old school, institution, university?
Yeah.
The five panel.
Oh, is it a five panel?
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking at a different door then.
Oh, the front and back doors?
No. I was interior.
Interior, yeah. Those are all five panel.
Oh. Mine are six.
Well, they're five panel six. Like this. One. See?
Oh, yeah.
This
okay.
is good for broadcasting,
yeah.
too. One, two.
Rectangles on top of each other.
Yes.
Mine are the rectangles side by side.
Side by side, yes.
Three and three.
My one rectangle takes up the whole door.
Right.
And I'm sure that the listeners are fascinated with this discussion and design.
Well, I think I'm, you know, it's almost like my wife is leaving it all up to me, which is probably a big mistake. Well, what do you think? What do you think? Because you probably said, yeah, that looks great, honey. Yeah.
Oh, I told her when she was off.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
And did she flip out?
Oh, no, not at all.
Like, what did you say? What? Give me an example.
Like, for instance, she wanted to do orange cabinets like the Brady Bunch with the brown. No.
You're lying.
The brown
the
cabinets
green?
With the orange countertop. And I said, no, we're not doing
You're
that.
You're lying. No
yeah,
way.
I am. I can't remember any examples.
Oh, see? None of that happened.
Right.
She never asked you once.
She did.
She probably opened a magazine. What do you think of this for a kitchen? Oh, yeah.
She
no,
asked
great.
Me.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. I'm. Hey, whatever you want to do, honey. It's like I said, hey, why don't you pick out the tile? I'm like, okay, let's go. I'll pick it out.
Nice.
And then she picks something out and I go, no, that not that.
We have very similar tastes when we did all that stuff, the tile, everything.
Yeah. Similar or different?
Similar, very similar.
Yeah, I guess we do too.
I don't think we disagreed about anything.
I like really older stuff. I like the shake, the mission. The wife likes the southwestern Arizona kind of motif. I don't really care for
in the Midwest?
Yeah.
I can see that if you live in the Southwest.
Yeah, right.
But not in the Midwest.
No.
No.
We're doing like a flagstone bathroom floor
mm-hmm.
in the
mm-hmm.
kids' bathroom. We're thinking about doing it in ours, too, but what the fuck is this? Design podcast?
Yes.
Sorry.
John Scott, the design podcast.
The fag design podcast.
We should start talking like this. Yes, John. That's outstanding design.
All right, let's get back to it, man. I don't know why I went on that tangent.
All right, man, we've put together some promos again.
Yeah.
Because we felt like it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know which one you want to play first. How about our promo? We put a promo together for ourselves, John.
Oh, yeah.
Have we ever done that before?
Never.
Well, we have, but not tandem, in
right.
tandem.
Right.
As a group
as
effort.
As a team.
As a team.
Yeah. Here
this
it is.
Our first
here it is.
Team effort.
Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Hey, John.
We have Skype, so call us at 1-847-TTN-JIZZED.
You want to be on the show?
The Skype line is usually open on Sunday nights between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You think you have what it takes to beat down John playing shit or shinola?
Or maybe you have a TTN correction and you'd like to educate Jizz and Skizz.
Or maybe you're just a lowly SOB like me.
Whatever the reason, just give us a jingle. That's 847-TTN-JIZZED.
Or 847-889-4499.
Yeah, so we're going to have to, I think next week, Are we going to have a next week?
We'll have a next week, but we won't have the following two Sundays.
Right, so we'll have to set it up for Skype, and it's all over there. It just has to be hooked up.
And I forgot Phil showed up for that promo, too.
That's right.
It's kick ass, man.
The whole team.
The whole team.
The whole team.
Out of sight.
Remember when we first started and there was like everybody interested, they wanted to be on the show, and we had a chick here, Erica.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Remember that?
Special Ed. I remember that.
Joe. Now nobody wants to be on the show.
They don't want to come back?
I don't know.
Are we rude when they're here?
No, they come up and ask me like, hey, are you still doing that podcast thing? Yeah, dickhead, you're not listening to it? The fuck?
Yeah, so...
Mito tot to me.
Is it because we're rude to them when we're here? They're here? I don't think so.
I don't know. Very nice, aren't we?
I don't know.
Last time I talked to Special Ed, I went to... I had to work late Friday. I was out. It was working till like 7. And the wife dropped the kids off over at Special Ed's. And I call him. I said, I'm on my way. He says, yeah, man, I got the beer. It's cold for you. It's all set. I get there. He's on the phone. So Nate and I watched Armageddon.
While he was on the phone?
While he talked on the phone for like an hour.
An hour on the phone?
Yeah.
Who was he talking to?
I don't know. He said some guy that wants
to make him rich. The Republican
Party? Yeah, the RNC. Yeah. Some guy wants to make him rich, although he did apologize.
Armageddon, kick-ass movie, man.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, the Jesus Christ figure.
Yeah. Allegory of the Christ.
Allegory of the Christ.
And my son started crying at the end.
He did?
Yeah.
When who bought it? When Bruce bought it?
When Bruce was going to buy it, and he throws the kid in there. And who's the kid? What's his name?
Ben Affleck.
And he starts crying. Yeah, he goes, no, come on, I love you. When he said that, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. You've always been like a son to me. No, I love you.
Uh-oh.
Don't you remember that?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I remember that. I'm so like, you think he's just going to be sensitive like us where we cry at movies? Or do you think he's going to go overboard with it? You know what I'm saying, John?
No. I go, what's the matter, dude? Well, is he going to die? I go, what do you care? It's a movie. You know, he's not going to die for real. He's going to save the world.
Like Jesus.
Yeah, that's how I put it to him.
You could have worked that
like
in.
Like Jesus. Like Santa.
Like the Santa Claus.
Easter Bunny. Okay, the next one we did. Should we do yours?
No, let's do Air Out My Shorts.
Air Out My Shorts. We haven't given it to him yet. We're playing.
Oh. We'll send it right after the show.
Yeah, we'll send it
we
over.
We did a promo for you, Air Out My Shorts.
Yeah, here it is.
I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And when I'm stretching my turkey.
And when I'm making it shiny.
We jerk off to Air Out My Shorts.
With Preston Buttons.
And the word whore.
Oh, come on! Not again!
That's out of sight, man.
Isn't it sophomoric?
Yeah,
it's so out of juvenile. It is out of sight. Our first promo for Air Out My Shorts. I wonder
which
if
would
they'll
be sending that after the show.
Now the next promo we did. While we were doing this promo, we remembered that, hey, we did a promo for them a long time ago, and they never played it.
Right.
So, John, you went back into the TTN library, and you found the first promo.
Right.
That we did for them, and we can understand why they never played it.
This is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And when we're not broadcasting, we like to
rub one out. And when we're not doing that, we tune into
Spike
and Rachel. Nice ass, by the way.
Somebody should beat us up. You know?
So that was our promo for Spike and Rachel that they never played.
But we've grown since then.
We've matured, yes.
We've matured.
As you can hear by the last promo.
Yeah.
We've matured.
And actually, Scott put this one together. I think it's brilliant. It's fucking brilliant.
I don't know.
I'm I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And when we're not listening to Spike and Rachel,
we're hitting the phones hard, making cold calls,
trying to get anyone to give Spike a blowjob.
Leave me the fuck alone!
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Are you familiar with Spike of Spike and Rachel?
Fuck you, motherfucker!
But Spike hasn't received oral in 6 years!
Oh yeah, bullshit.
No, really? We can't believe it either!
Come on, what's it gonna
do? Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up, too.
I heard he's microphallic.
Yeah, you can floss your teeth with his penis.
No! God damn it, fuck you!
Jesus Christ! What is it gonna take?
Yeah, why doesn't Rachel take one for the team already? Yeah.
Nice. You think they'll play that one?
I don't know. I hope so.
Well, they stopped listening to us, so. Who knows?
They did?
They had to have.
Well, then forget it. Fuck it then, man.
But I still listen to Spike and Rachel, and I'd just like to give a shout out. I like all their shows. I love all their shows, but episode 46, for some reason, really struck a chord with me, John. Episode 46. I was totally digging that show. Yeah. It raised the bar.
Yeah.
But I dig all their shows, but, if you get a chance, check out episode 46. If you haven't heard Spike and Rachel yet, and they talk about The Hills Have Eyes 2. And I want to go see that movie.
Oh, now. Yeah.
The Hills Have Eyes 2.
Yeah, they like those really scary chop-em-up movies.
And they have the experience with that kind of shit. Yeah. And they really enjoyed this one. So that's
My wife dug their little short film.
Oh, the other thing is they're going to be doing video podcasts this summer, John.
Oh, nice.
And Rachel let it slip out of the bag that she will be in... I forget the
dental
term.
Floss.
Pretty much, she will be wearing
dental floss and cellophane.
A negligee? No, just panties and a bra. Maybe a teddy.
Yeah,
lingerie.
I would say maybe dental floss and Saran wrap.
That would be nice. Yeah, yeah.
It's shiny.
It's shiny.
Shiny.
And we'll make it shiny.
That's out of sight. Yeah, that's totally.
That is out of sight. Now, John, you told a story about last Friday. I have a story about last Friday.
Yeah.
I was at work, and there's a health club by my work that I go to. And so I got there a little bit late. Usually I get there around lunchtime, but I got there a little bit late. So I'm about 1:30. And I go down to the gym, and I always have the gym to myself so I could shoot some hoops, you know?
Right.
And they have like 30 balls on two racks.
I love when you say balls.
So I walk in and there's no balls on the rack. I'm like, balls. Where are the 30 balls? And immediately I hear these 6, 12, or 14-year-old kids running around like fucking maniacs throwing these balls around.
Throwing
like,
your
holy
balls.
Holy shit.
And those are your balls.
I just came down here to shoot some free throws, you fuckers. So I go in there, I find a ball, I start shooting free throws, and they're kind of on one side of the court, on the half court, and I'm on the other, and there's this chick, the 6'4 chick working on her post moves that is next to me, and these kids, there's two kids on a cell phone, these kids are like 14. Yeah. Two kids on a cell phone, the other four are running around like fucking maniacs, throwing basketballs and tennis balls all fucking over the place. Within 2 minutes, like 5 balls come my way. And I just kind of stop them and I push them to the side. But I'm starting to get pissed, man.
Yeah.
Because if there's one thing that I cannot stand, it's inconsideration.
Ah, right.
I can't. It drives me fucking insane. And the other thing I was thinking is when I was 14, I didn't act like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't. I did, but not in this way. I mean, this total blatant disregard for anybody else but me.
You're old now, though.
Yeah, I am old, but come on. I never did this kind of shit. I mean, I did my share of shit, but it wasn't like this.
My share of shit.
So, I'm shooting my free throws, and I can see that this chick is getting upset, too. She's trying to do her post-up moves, and we got to dodge balls. because these kids are just winging them all over the fucking place. So I snapped, John.
You turned around and said, knock it off, or I'm going to ass fuck one of you with a cactus.
Close. Well, what happened is like the 10th ball rolled my way. So I picked it up, and these two kids, they had their backs to me. And I don't feel good about this because they had their backs to me.
Yeah.
But I winged the basketball, and it bounced off this kid who looked like a young Gabe Kaplan. Bounced right off his head.
Oh, my God.
Bam! And so immediately, all six kids are quiet. And the kid turns around, and I'm like, hey, there's your ball back. And he shakes his head. What? I said, there's your fucking ball back, you fucktard. But I screamed it. I don't want to scream into the mic.
Just lean back. Let me hear. Come on.
There's your fucking ball back, you fucktard! So,
no damage done.
No damage done. I mean,
it's out of sight, man.
So anyway, I go back to shooting free throws.
One of them pulls a gun.
10 seconds later, I hear, what a fucking asshole. And then that's when I really snap.
No.
So I'm on one side of the court, and I decide I'm going to shoot at that basket that they're shooting at. So I walk down, and here's what I said. I had to write this line down because I kept forgetting it. Because I told my wife the story, and I forgot what the line. But here's what I said. This is the greatest line ever. This is so off. This is like somebody say,
this is
bleed.
Off the hook.
I said, did faggot school get the day off today?
Oh, my God.
And, you know, John, I'm the radio listeners may not know this, but I'm an intimidating physical presence. So I walked over there and I told them, get the fuck out of here. I'm shooting at this hoop. So they all left. And it was quiet. It was peaceful.
Until all their dads came.
And that was it. No. You know, I was thinking maybe one of their dads will come down, but no. What I'm thinking is this health club in the neighborhood it's in,
yeah,
it's all stay-at-home moms.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're taking tennis lessons or something. So they bring their stooges, their stooge kids to the gym and drop them off like babysitting or something. Like I'm supposed to fucking babysit these idiots.
So why didn't you just dribble down and say, hey, guys, come on. I'm trying to shoot here, you know. Can you knock it off?
You know,
and then dribble back. And then after that, you turn them around and then whip the ball in their face.
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't feel when I was talking to my wife about this.
You're a little like edgy lately.
Well,
dude.
I told her, I said, you know, it's something I'm not proud of, the way I acted. But then again, I'm really proud of it. So I'm torn because when I threw the ball and it hit the guy in the head, I felt bad about that. But then
not necessarily. Maybe he's a bad catch. You just threw it to him and he missed it.
Well, yeah, I was throwing it to him.
Right.
He just didn't turn around quickly enough.
He was running the post route.
So, but on the other hand, after that happened and I gave my line, my brilliant line, it was more, for me, it was more like an Andy Kaufman performance art
liberating.
Moment.
Liberating.
It was like, well, let me see if I can be a total fucking insane asshole and how they'll react to that. And they reacted just what I wanted.
Oh,
they left.
Next Scott is going to be burying people. And
what do you mean, burying people?
Let's see how they react to being buried alive. I drove it around in my trunk.
No. Come on. So I do, I feel, on
Let
one
me
hand,
on.
I feel.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I feel bad about how I reacted, but I attribute it to performance art.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I feel.
What was the line again? That was a great line.
Did faggot school get the day off today or what? Because it's a Friday. It's like 1:30 and these six 14-year-olds are running around. 12 or 14. I don't know.
Did faggot school. Is that your best cut down?
But there was no like premeditation. Well, it just came out,
not,
you know?
Not preschool, but it's got to be faggot school.
Yeah, faggot school. They're all pussies anyway.
You're going to need sensitivity training.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Probably. Well, we talked about this before, the ability to look back on a situation that you're in,
yeah.
Self-observe. And I don't think I'll get to that point again, unless I'm with you or somebody else and I say, hey, watch this, like a performance art kind of thing.
Somebody say bleed.
Right, that kind of shit.
That was one of my most favorite moments. And not so much you saying it, but when Dan just went ballistic. And I'm like, he's joking, right? He's joking with that crazy madman, mild-mannered Dan. No, you. I expected it from you. Yeah. It just was funny.
I was definitely joking.
But Dan was going insane in this guy's face. Man, people don't want you here. Why don't you just fucking leave, man? I mean, he was like spitting on his face when he was saying it. I'm thinking, oh, is he kidding? Or is he really flipping out on this guy?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
I told the guy to take a Ritalin, and then he blasted off.
Nice.
What? Who fucking said that? Relax. You said, hey, shut up. Hey, make me. The guy says, you go. I don't make monkeys. I train them. You kept doing shit like that. Somebody say bleed.
Because I was kidding. Like, I'm not going to punch the guy, but if he's going to come at me, I would love nothing better to defend myself by ripping his head off. You know?
Yeah.
Me and Special Ed, we're like that.
He was just mental.
Mental.
He
was three sheets to the wind there,
really
John.
Fucked up.
Totally fucked up.
He couldn't find his car. And he wanted us to give him a ride. We're like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Who the fuck are you? All right, then.
All right.
So where were we?
Oh, you know what? I brought my stopwatch in. I did set it. We're over. We're over, man. We're over for part one. I got 31:15.
I got 27.
Did I start it too soon?
Yeah, we didn't even roll tape yet.
All right. Let me reset it, then.
We got 3 minutes.
Sit here? No, I did see
just
a movie.
Listen to a song.
On DVD.
You did?
The Queen, John. The Queen.
Really?
Yes, I think the woman who plays the Queen, and I didn't bring any documentation in. I think she won the Academy for her performance as the Queen. But what it is the story of the royals during Diana's death. Royals are... have a rich tradition, and there's protocol and all this shit you need to do. And then right at the same time, right before that, Tony Blair got elected as the prime minister, and he got elected because he wanted to modernize England. So there's these two different points of view. And then Diana's death kind of exacerbated that whole situation there. And the royals wanted to stick to tradition. And, hey, she's not part of the royal family, so we're not going to do a goddamn thing. And Tony Blair was instrumental in getting them to, 4 days later, to finally make a statement where the Queen actually made the statement. But Tony Blair comes off as...
He seems like a pretty good guy, except for the fact that he hooked up with Bush. And I think...
What a mistake, because nobody's going to remember the UK stuff.
Oh, that's Winston Churchill for
100 years from now. They're going to remember.
Trust the Americans.
They're going to remember the relationship with the chimp in charge over here at the W. And that's going to be a shit stain on Tony Blair's history. You know what I'm saying there, John?
Yeah.
Oh, but the one interesting thing is, I don't understand the monarchy, why it still exists and all that shit. And Pauly B says, well, it's important for tourism and the money
and
that they make and history. And I can understand that. And if the monarchy can sustain themselves now where they don't get any government revenue from taxes, then that's fine. And I'm not even sure if they still do or not. But... they would cut in between scenes. They would show the royal family, and what a goddamn fucking life that is.
Yeah.
You go to bed when you want. You wake up when you want. When you wake up, there's somebody there to put your fucking clean clothes on.
The royal penis is clean.
You go downstairs, you got the breakfast, whatever fucking you want. There's always somebody helping you out. You don't have to lift a goddamn finger to do a goddamn thing.
Right.
It's unbelievable. And then they cut to a scene with Tony Blair. And where does the prime minister live? On what's the address?
I don't know.
It's, the memo came out of, what is it?
Downing.
Downing. Do we know the
Downing
address?
Downing Street.
It's this. It's a pretty nice place, I guess. But and I don't know if they really filmed in this building.
Yeah.
But it looked like a, you know, not the nicest. Well, when you see the Royals and then you move to Downing Street. And Tony Blair's wife is doing the cooking and the cleaning. And the Royals have like a team of like 5,000 people to do every goddamn thing.
They got their own money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how did they get the money? Do they still collect revenue from taxes? That would piss me off to no end.
I don't know if they did.
And this estate that they were on during this Balmoral, I think is the name of it, 40,000 acres. And that's just one of their estates. Jesus.
What do they need all that land for?
Who knows?
Unbelievable.
But I did, Helen Mirren, I think, that played the queen. And I did, I kind of got the gist of the tradition and the protocol and all that stuff. I kind of got it after I saw the movie.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt,
so
John.
You give it any spiny Normans?
Yeah. Well, you know, the I went to see some of the family over the weekend.
Yeah.
And apparently all the women in the family also saw the movie on Friday, and they just loved it. So women love it. I was like, take it or leave it. Yeah. But women love it.
Well, because it's about Diana.
Right. Princess Di.
Princess Di.
And the queen makes reference to the woman that you see, Princess Di, on TV, is nothing like the Princess Di that they had to live with.
Yeah.
But they don't get into specifics or details. But from the royals family, she was a complete pain in the ass. Oh, and Prince Charles, he comes off as a total queer in this movie. I mean, the biggest pussy ever.
Well, look at what the hell's the chickies with now, man?
Camilla.
Horse face.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Got a big horse face.
Hey, come on.
What?
How old is she?
100?
Yeah, when you're 100, you get a horse face if you live that long.
Oh, man. All right. Let's take it to two, man.
Part two. We got celebrity. We got science. We got some more audio clips coming up in part three. You got a big, busy part three.
Yeah, busy.
Busy part three, John.
All right, we'll be right back. Oops, wrong one. It's this one.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.